Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 12th of February. Prepper tip of the day. I encourage all of you to, if you are a precision marksman, to buy your ammunition for your precision rifle, buy the full, unbroken, still sealed up case. You're more likely to get all the ammunition have been manufactured on one shift from the same workers with the same inspectors. You're more likely to get the highest level of consistency if you do that. Buy your ammunition, buy the case, a sealed case from the factory. This is Firearms Monday, and we visit with Jimmy Gensling. And this second hour, Jimmy's going to give us some updates on what's going on in the United States Congress regarding firearms legislation. Let's go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, for our firearms tip of the week and everything, ladies and gentlemen, it's best to go back and listen to the first hour in the archives because we got fairly deep into beanbags and determining the precision ability of your rifle. But there has been some interesting developments, some movements going on in a few areas that we've always been watching. And the first being the National Reciprocity Act. Ladies and gentlemen, March 1st, it will have been 1 year that the National Reciprocity Bill has been sitting in the Senate. 1 year. It passed through the House. It got all of the necessary votes. It was supported and amended accordingly to correct some minor wording changes that some people, including myself, were not happy with, mainly because they were too vague. And so it went through the House, got passed, and it went over to the Senate. Mitch McConnell, ladies and gentlemen, we need to tear up these phone lines. You need to call your friends, text your friends or whatever, and give them one phone number. That phone number, and I'll repeat it several times this hour so that you can make sure you get it. Or if you miss it, you can email John or myself and get on this thing. The number you want to remember is 202-224-3121. And that will take you right into the Capital Switchboard. The first person that you want to ask for is Senator Mitch McConnell's office. Ladies and gentlemen, he may not be your senator. However, in his position of leading the Senate, he is your senator because his decisions affect your livelihood, your state, everything about you. His decisions affect you, so you are his constituent. The second is to call your senators. Here in New Mexico, unfortunately, we are blessed with two useless Democrat senators, neither of which is pro-gun in any way. However, ladies and gentlemen, both of them want to get reelected. So you put pressure on your senators. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or Martian. You call them and you get their office and tell them that you need to see the Reciprocity Act come back to the floor and get voted on. And you're not going to let them off the hook until that's done. We've got to hammer these people, ladies and gentlemen. Every phone call that they get, they consider that there are 100 that wanted to make that phone call but didn't. For every letter, handwritten letter they receive, that represents to them in their thinking and in their logic 1,000 people wanted to but didn't. They do answer emails. Those become part of the record on their fact-checking and history-keeping because they have to keep copies of those. And that works. But the petitions that you see advertised on your internet links and everything, most of those don't do anything at all because they can be played with either way, you know, fictitious names, addresses, and things like that. So the internet petitions that you see, I really wouldn't waste my time. I would spend my time calling my congressmen, my senators, Mitch McConnell, Ryan, all of those on issues that concern you. And then again, the greatest, all-time greatest attention getter is a handwritten letter. That really grabs their attention and they pay attention to it because it is so rare nowadays. So that's the legislative front, ladies and gentlemen. Now for the good news, John.
Okay.
We have mentioned a couple of times about the 1911s that are going to be the mill surplus that are going to be coming available through CMP to the civilians. Well, there's going to be a couple of others, some of which that are already arriving, and I'll get to those in just a minute. But first, I want to explain to you, ladies and gentlemen, what the CMP is and what it is not. Several of these news feeds and everything I've read down in the comment section, I have read things like, oh, yeah, CMP is going to go through. They're going to cherry-pick all the really, really primo ones. And they're going to call their friends and buddies and great-great-grand dog and everybody else and let them know that they can get this particular one at a special deal through them and they'll make sure they get it. Well, it don't work that way. CMP, ladies and gentlemen, was set up by the U.S. government. It is a nonprofit organization, and the primary purpose of the CMP, much to most people's chagrin, was to train our militias. It was a federally funded and federally organized position for firearms training. And is we got break coming up, John?
Broken.
Oh, I heard some music in the background there. Ladies and gentlemen, the people that operate CMP do not have any control over who gets the guns, who can have first dibs on this one, that one, or anything else. If they did, they would be removed from CMP very quickly, because they would have broken not only the local laws where they're at, but they would have broken several rules and regulations that are set into the CMP that basically constitute federal law. So that's number one. CMP cannot play favorites and purchase the best of the best at the lowest of the low prices that nobody else can get. That is a big fallacy. If you ever hear anyone say that, set them straight. Now, the second thing is, on the 1911s and these other ones that are going to be coming in, they're going to be on a lottery program. Now, in order to purchase these, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be a member of an approved gun club and or have gone through an approved training program. Appleseed is one of those. You complete the Appleseed two-day course. You don't even have to make riflemen. But by attending that course, when you're done, there is a slip of paper that is green that they will give you, and you fill it out, fill out your application, the hard copy application for your CMP membership, and you staple that on there as your proof, and you mail it in. Once you're in the system, then you can buy guns through that process. And there's a lot of, not just guns, there's all kinds of things that they sell from time to time. You can go to the CMP website and look up their information, and they've got a frequently asked question portion and things like that that can help you understand what they're talking about. But ladies and gentlemen, if you become a member, if you need any help on this or don't understand the process or whatever, again, drop me an email, jimi@hdc-nm.com. And I'll do everything in my power to help you get through this and get everything straightened out so that all of our listeners can have a chance to make a purchase of one of these things and just have great joy. The third thing, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen on several lists and everything, going back to the cherry picking and all that, that, oh yeah, the ones that you're going to get a chance to buy because somebody else already cherry picked the good ones is going to be these crap ones that are wall hangers and everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, federal law, again, forbids CMP from selling any firearm that is not safe and fully functional. They don't cobble things together back there in the armory just to make a gun that looks like this. They check every component. They strip every weapon down. They inspect them. They replace any parts that need to be replaced. These things are function checked and made sure that they fire and all the safeties work and everything else before they're even offered, ladies and gentlemen. Not before they leave to go to someplace, before they're even put on the rack to be offered. So hopefully those three things, ladies and gentlemen, will clear up all of these misconceptions and all of these lies that you're continually going to hear about CMP. Now, John, the good news is coming up hard and heavy now, because you are going to be very, very pleased, and several others are going to be very, very pleased with the news.
Right.
The 1911s are en route to the United States as we speak. They will be arriving at CMP. They have built an entirely new warehouse just for the 1911s and these other items that I'm getting ready to mention. Once they're in, they will be cataloged into the system, and they'll have their first cursory inspection, which basically cycling it, seeing if the trigger falls when they pull the trigger, and that it's a complete gun. then it goes down the line. Once these are put into the inspection arena, ladies and gentlemen, again, each 1911 will be totally field stripped down to its component parts. Everything will be inspected. Any components that are worn that to the dangerous point will be replaced with a new part. And by the time that it has gone through the inspection process, test fired, it will be a fully functional U.S. Army or U.S. Navy or let's just say U.S. military history piece. And they're talking, John, of the lottery on those starting somewhere around June. So the important thing is on this one, ladies and gentlemen, and we will keep you updated as to when that date comes, but do not put in for the lottery or request information on those or anything until after the release date is noted, because if you do, it's just going to sit there and do nothing. You'll think that you've already contacted them and they wouldn't even have read the letter.
No, it has to be. They won't accept anything postmarked before a certain date, and they haven't released the date yet.
Exactly. Now, this one, when I read this, John, I was so happy. CMP is already taken position of 107,000 mil surplus M1 Garands. These M1 Garands will go through the same lottery process. They're already inspecting them now. The M1 Garands came from, let's see,
Turkey.
Here.
Turkey is one place I know they came from.
They came from Turkey. And then the other one, I'll find it here in a minute because I'm looking at my notes.
Probably South Korea would be. I think it would be South Korea.
Yes. Yes, South Korea. So, ladies and gentlemen, over 100,000 M1 Garands are going to be coming onto the market through CMP. And the information that I got over the weekend at the gun show, John, and this is from an individual that I'm wanting to say it's either his nephew or his son-in-law, works at CMP in the Armorers Division. The prices for the rack-grade M1s are going to be starting off somewhere around, don't chisel this in stone, ladies and gentlemen, but right now they're estimating that the rack-grade are going to start around the $700 mark. That is incredible.
What would a similar rifle be bringing right now in the commercial market?
Ones that I see at gun shows that people have really cleaned up and really just made gorgeous. These are not 100% original because the serial numbers don't match on everything. But ones that are put into pristine shooting condition range anywhere from $1,800 to $3,000.
Really? That much?
That much, yes. Now, the best of the best. 600,000 M1As are going to be coming into the system this year from the Philippines.
Really?
Yes.
This is the first thing that's been news to me. That's 600,000?
600,000.
Whoa, baby.
M1 carbines.
Oh, carbines.
Yes. Did I say M14?
You said M1A, M1A, M14s first.
M1A, excuse me. The M1 carbines, my mistake.
Okay.
My mistake. But those are a sweet shooting little rifle.
Yep. Well, I've probably owned half a dozen over the years. I think I own about, I don't know, two or three of them right now, at least two, maybe three of them. The World War II issue M1 carbines are really high dollar items these days, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're at a break.
Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break, everybody.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out the Dallas conference. Hear the Watchman, March 22nd to 25th. I will be the keynote speaker. You want to get $20 off? Just use the code there on the banner for the live performance. If you want $20 off the live stream, 20% off. You can use that code for that also. It's Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. This news about the M1 carbines, this must be pretty new. I tend to say pretty up-to-date with CMP. How long has this been out there for us to find out about, Jimmy?
I just picked up the information on it over the weekend. It came into my inbox. And was going through it, but I have a correction to make on that. It's an addition to it. There are 80,000 more M1 Garands, along with the 600,000 plus or minus M1 carbines that are going to be coming into the system sometime this year, and it's from South Korea and the Philippines.
Right, right.
So,
well,
we are going to have
all during the Obama administration, it was maddening to know that these South Korea, Turkey, Philippines wanted to get those back to us, and obviously receive, us get them. And the Obama administration stopped that from happening all during his administration,
didn't
they?
Yes, they not only put up roadblocks, they built they dynamited bridges, mined the roads, everything that they could do to prevent this from happening. And one of the executive orders that the prior POTUS signed was supposed to be a permanent ban on retrieving any weapons that we had given or loaned to other countries under the MAP program. And MAP, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is an acronym that stands for Military Assistance Program.
Right.
And not the Iran-Contra gun running deal or Fast and Furious. This one's legit.
Hardly.
But, ladies and gentlemen, what this means is that CMP is going to be receiving, checking out, inspecting, grading, and putting on the rack for you, me, our sons and daughters and grandchildren to not only own a piece of history, but own a piece of functioning history.
That's right.
That these rifles, ladies and gentlemen, I have always believed that every family should have at least one M1 Garand and one M14 for the family. And I still hold true to that, but now I say that husband and wife team should each own an M14. That is the battle. That is the rifleman's rifle.
It is. It is. Well, I'll be working to get my hands on all three of these, the 1911, the M1 carbine, the M1 Garand. I'll probably be talking to my gunsmith about rebarreling the Garand to 308. Just adding one more caliber to my inventory is something I really don't want to do. Or maybe I'll just leave it like it is as a memento, a collector's item from World War II, and just keep it cleaned up, and it'll become a safe queen, as we sometimes say.
Well, the one piece of history that we can also pass on to our listeners today is that this. Repeatedly, you will hear news anchors, news people, politicians, even some of our own friends and everything, ask, do you have a clip for a Glock, or do you have any spare clips for a 1911? Ladies and gentlemen, those are magazines. There is only one rifle that has a clip, and that's the M1 Garand. It holds 8 rounds, and once the last round is fired, you hear this sparring as it ejects the clip.
Well, and I'm going to have to give you a gentle correction here, Jimmy.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Okay. Well, there's multiple military rifles that use clips. The M14, you can put a 5-round stripper clip through the top of it, for example. British 303 Enfields, they all were equipped to take stripper clips. It's pretty common in the older military rifles for them to be equipped to take a stripper clip. Now, the clip for the M1 Garand is called an N-block. It's a bit unusual, but it's still a clip. And so with that gentle correction, yes, it's important to know the difference between a magazine and a clip. It separates those who know about firearms and those who don't. We got a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have our first new image for 2018 of North America with new coastlines. One of our listeners found this one, and let's see if we can get to that here. And yes, here it is. 1959, the TV show Sea Hunt, starring Lloyd Bridges, episode 22, 31st of May, 1959. It's a great image, and if you find one yourself, get that image to me, the screen capture, and you get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners for sale. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. It will help you. Not getting a great night's sleep, tired, taking prescription pain meds to get that great night's sleep. Well, you don't get a great night's sleep with sleeping medication, but you do. You're passed out, basically. Get yourself an Energy Cleaner and get a healthy, good night's sleep. Like my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. You need an Energy Cleaner to help you sleep. You need an Energy Cleaner to help mitigate the pain. Only $285 shipping included. The factory-made fitted mattress pads, they vary in price by the size, full, twin, queen, king, California king. So everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check if you need to. My address is right there at my website. Toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Everything with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, and something I neglected to say earlier, on the website, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested at all about what's going on in Washington, D.C. with these memos that people keep referring to, we have both of them now, John, up on our website, right under the top banner that has the eagle on it. In fact, it's just about directly under the eagle itself. And you've got the one for the Nunez memo, and then we have just below that a link to the Grassley Senate memo. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not read these yet, I ask you to, because what we've been hearing about what our government's been doing through the past administration is the tip of the iceberg. And so we need to stay on top of it so that we can stay on top of our congressmen and senators to do what's right, because there are several people involved in this, ladies and gentlemen, that need to be behind bars.
Right.
They have broken the law.
I agree. My friend Paul Martin, his website is revolutionradio.org. There's several articles there that really give a good synopsis of what's going on. Jimmy, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dr. Joe in Indiana. Good morning, Dr. Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Very good, Jimmy. And Jimmy, just at this moment, you have made my day. I can't believe all that good news from the CMP. I've been a member since 1996. And I have purchased, their grants and carbines, and I can vouch they're wonderful. They go out of their way to make sure, even if it's a rack raid, it's going to probably be a very nice rifle. So they test everything. You get a certificate of authenticity. But the thing I wanted to bring up is the notification I got was, even if you are a current member, they're having everybody go through the reapplication process for the 1911. Oh, I was kind of waiting for you if you had mentioned that. If you got that, I got that notification.
That is news to me, sir.
Yeah, I got a mailing from them, so I got to go through all that reapplication, just for the 1911. So if you're a current member, there'll be no problem with the grants and the carbines that you had mentioned. That's exciting news, too, about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm finally going to have the chance to get me another grant. And I'm hoping that the stars will shine upon me and everything else so that I can get two of the M1 carbines, because that is the perfect ranch rifle. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a young person that is been working on their 22 and everything, and they want to start working on a larger caliber rifle, that is the absolute perfect transition piece. It introduces them to slightly more recoil, great accuracy, fun shooting gun, and then once they're done with it and then they move up to the 308 or the OT-6, you still got it for the perfect ranch rifle, or in a case, I'm not going to say just a regular truck gun, but please keep it in some kind of protection just because.
I will tell you, those carbines, every one of my kids I've introduced into rifle shooting with those M1 carbines. They are so robust and they're so much fun to shoot. My son can't wait for this winter to kind of pass by us a little bit so we can get back out to the range and do some shooting again. It's just a great rifle. And it really will hold up at the CMP matches. You can shoot those 200-yard matches with that carbine, and you can score some points.
Oh, yes.
It's a great rifle, but But outstanding. You may want to mention, you know, what CMP does. They break down the Garands and the carbines by the manufacturer. So they're you may get they'll tell you which ones might be made by IBM or National Postal Service or whatever, you know, and you have a chance to pick which one you want. So if you have a particular favorite, if you're collecting them, and I was kind of collecting them too. I kind of like the idea of having one by the one that made the jukeboxes. You know, there was that one, and Winchester made them also.
Rockola.
Rockola.
What's really cool, sir, is I've got in my collection of barrels and stuff, I had picked up some from a guy that was going out of business, and it was several 1911 and other barrels and parts and pieces and everything. And during the war years and everything, on the bottom of the barrels and some of the frames and everything, on the inside where you really couldn't see it, they were stamped by who made them, again, like Rockola, like you said, and all. But in my collection, I've got one of the 1911 45 barrels that stamped Maytag.
All right.
Oh. And I also recently found out Singer sewing machine made 1911, so I'm sure those would, if somebody was lucky enough to get one of those, they would have a prized possession.
Oh, right, yeah.
Those rifles and pistols bring real big bucks from collectors. They're highly desirable.
Oh, I bet. But anyway, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, that I was just going to say you made my day. Thank you so much. It was just exciting to hear that news. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye bye, Dr. Joe. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you know 700,000 M1 carbines is probably going to drive down the price on some of these. I would think, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. Especially on the rack grades. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, a rack grade on anything simply means that it's got blemishes. It may have some spots of rust on the barrel. Just cosmetic things primarily. There's, well, actually, all cosmetic. There's absolutely nothing dangerous or will hamper function and everything on any of these guns. So rack grade simply means that they have some sort of cosmetic blemish for the most part, or the barrel may be fairly well worn out, something like that, but it's still 100% shootable gun. And what we were just discussing with Doc, during World War II, ladies and gentlemen, all of these companies that were set up to manufacture washing machines, jukeboxes, sewing machines, locks, they had this manufacturing ability out there. And the government needed guns, they needed airplanes, they needed everything. So these manufacturers would retool part of their shop and manufacture one component for the military and for the government, like the 1911 barrels. Maytag, and I was not aware of this till I started researching it, John, Maytag in one of their Minnesota plants converted what was a storage warehouse supply type thing into the manufacture of these gun barrels for the government. And Maytag also built some of the V12 quote unquote Rolls Royce engine blocks that were in the P-51s and the P-38 Lightnings. So all of these companies, ladies and gentlemen, even though they were still making locks or jute boxes or hammers, whatever it was that their manufacturing was, they would devote a section of their facility to providing tools for our soldiers. And sometimes that it the indication adds great value to something, and sometimes it's just a really neat novelty to say that you have that. And, you know, there are some dyed-in-the-wool collectors out there, John, that will pay high bucks for a rare one.
Mm-hmm.
But, ladies and gentlemen, these M1s, these M1 carbines, these 1911s, they're coming back from an area that we had hundreds of thousands of soldiers lose life and limb in protecting the United States from a threat. So it is quite possible that 1911 you get could have been handed to MacArthur at one time and carried with him because his normal sidearm was someplace else. Or that that M1A may have been carried by Audie Murphy, or he may have carried somebody out and carried that person's gun with him. You never know the history behind these guns. But the fact of the matter that they were there, yeah, that just sends chills up my spine, John.
Right.
It really does.
Right. Well, these, you know, obviously this is a Pacific theater, but what the ones from, if there's any coming from Turkey, that would have been the European theater. But these rifles and pistols could have been shipped back and forth all over the planet from that World War II situation. So
oh, yeah.
You're right. These weapons could have been used at Iwo Jima, Guadalcanal, Normandy Beach. They could have been in North Africa. They could have been anywhere, the way they were shipped back and forth.
Oh, yeah, this is one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, that when I do handle one of these, I look at them, and I'm enjoying the beauty, and I'm enjoying the workmanship of it. But most of all, the one thing that's running through my mind is, oh, I wish you could talk.
Right.
I wish you could talk, because just where it's been and what it's seen and everything else, ladies and gentlemen. So this truly is, as the doc said, this is good news for those of us in the gun culture, because we are again going to have the opportunity to purchase a piece of history, shootable
right.
history,
right. Right.
that a person prior to us that thought they were better than us didn't think that we had the right to own. And we're all Americans, ladies and gentlemen. We are born with that God-given right to protect ourselves and our family. And it's something that one man cannot dictate to change. He may try, but he would rapidly learn that there are more of us than there are of them. And none of us wants a fight. None of us prays for a fight. All of us will do everything that we can to prevent a fight. But my goodness, if you push us far enough that you've got us into a fight, you'd better be ready to lose.
Well,
that's an American.
You're right. You're right. I want to do some follow-up on that M1 carbine. The Israeli military decided to do testing to determine which carbine would be the best for men and women who have little experience, little if any experience with firearms, that they could be comfortable with and become competent with the quickest and the easiest. And they tested quite a few different carbines, and the M1 carbine was the one that they decided was the best for those circumstances. And like it so much, they not only received many of our surplus M1 carbines, they started manufacturing new ones. The Israeli military industry, IMI, began manufacturing new M1 carbines. And I'll watch news clips from Israel, and I'll see an Israeli grade school teacher on a field trip with the children visiting some museum or whatever it might be, and you'll see the grade school female grade school teacher has an M1 carbine slung over her back while on the field trip. Women love M1 carbines. They're smaller, they have less recoil, they fit their body better. I know my wife likes her M1 carbine, and my daughter likes to shoot one. They're great for teenage boys, teenage girls, and women. All of those. And I like mine also. It's just for around the ranch. It's real handy for self-defense. It's real handy. Lightweight, accurate. The ballistics are basically duplicate the ballistics of a 44 Magnum, which is no slouch.
No slouch at all.
No slouch at all. Yes, so it has a lot going for it. And to have 750,000 of them coming back to this country is great news, because they haven't had an M1 carbine to sell for many years, except the collector's items.
Yep, and like you said, and another advantage to it, ladies and gentlemen, fully loaded, ready to play. We got a break.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Jared Moore here on Monday, the 12th of February. Jimmy, I want to do a little follow-up on these clips. Typically, going into combat, a GI will carry quite a few loaded magazines, maybe 10 or 12, but then the rest of his loadout will be bandoliers with the ammunition and clips, because it's much lighter, takes up less space. So let's say I had an M14, with 10 mags, that would be 200 rounds. Well, the other 200 rounds would be in bandoliers and clips. to save weight and save space. Same thing with the M1 carbine. They make clips for those as well. And the ammunition for the M1 carbine is about half the size and half the weight of the 308 or 30-06. So you can have a lot more ammo for the same weight with an M1 carbine, basically double. Any follow-up?
Oh, no, perfectly correct on that. And, ladies and gentlemen, earlier when I said that the M1 Garand was the only one with a clip, I should have, you know, expounded on that just a little bit by saying an internal clip, one that is necessary for the function of the rifle. And the stripper clips, ladies and gentlemen, are very, very handy. And if you do have, most people get what they know as stripper clip thumb. And that is normally something that you do by, you know, tearing your finger up in the process of loading your rifle or your magazines with stripper clips. There are some nice little loaders that are out there, and we carry them as well, that allow you to take the stripper clip, drop it into the loader, and shove it down into your magazine without tearing up your hand so bad. So it's been a good show today, John. We covered a lot.
Good
territory this time around.
We covered a lot. We did. Yes, absolutely. Well, yes.
Our website, ladies and gentlemen, is www.deserteagleshooters.com. And we also have the contact page on the bottom. I've been having some trouble with spam coming through that lately. So I have not been paying quite as much attention to my mails coming from that location, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have sent me a message via that, go ahead and use my regular email address, jimi@hdc-nm.com, or you can text me at 575-513-2842, and I can answer that way. But if you've got questions on these new rifles that are going to be available, ladies and gentlemen, about getting into the CMP, about the different aspects of all of this, don't hesitate to drop us a note and let us know, because it's important. Not only is it important to keep the history together, but it's important that these are available. So there's the music, John.
It is.
We'll see
you
next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle